Now I am going to interview Cammy Castles. Cammy Castles is a coach with the Youth Development Academy. This organization offers introductory level hip-hop classes aimed at discovering and nurturing talents within hip-hop in Cape Town. Welcome to the show, Cammy.
Thank you.
Well, tell us more about yourself.
Okay, so I am 25 years old, turning 26. I'm a hip-hop dance teacher. I'm also a mom of 4 months old. I am a qualified dance instructor. I've done my levels and my international qualification as well. I'm a qualified soccer coach with my SAFA license, D license. I am qualified as a for rugby, to coach rugby. And yes.
I'm Keisha. I dance for Kim Castles Academy, Youth Develop Academy, and I do hip hop. We also do all styles, and we did lots of competitions.
Hi, my name is Kate. I dance for Kim Castles Youth Develop Academy, and we do all styles. We did lots of competitions.
Can you tell us more about the Youth Development Academy?
So at the academy, I do a lot of training, like development. So, say example, you don't know how to dance, but you have the passion to dance. I train you how to dance. If you would like to be on a competitive level, so I train you to be on a competitive level where you enter competitions such as like Joburg, Sun City, Durban. You get to travel. I also do shows, like we're busy doing Artscape show as well. And like different charity events we do. The academy is basically there to develop the kids. So it's not just dancing, it's a character building, self-esteem. So if you're someone that's introvert, which I had a lot of kids that are introverts, so I train them to come out and to be more like confident about themselves and not feel like, you know, sometimes when you're small, not small, like something, you know how you guys are quite shy or you just don't want to like dance. So I work through like it's a process that I train them how to dance. And
how have the hip-hop classes been received by the public?
Every Saturday, so I give classes during the week and weekends. Every Saturday there's someone new coming to join, so there's always someone coming to join every Saturday. It's quite popular because our classes are quite full. So I have my beginner classes on a Saturday, and on a Sunday is my advanced classes, and during the week advanced mixed with beginners. So it's constantly, there's always people coming in wanting to join.
How is it to be part of the academy?
It feels amazing. Like if you do a competition, it's like you need the like, how do I say now, the confidence to get on the stage and just dance. And sometimes you mustn't just like follow a routine. You also need to do your own styles and your own.
You like express your feelings while you're dancing. You do different kinds of dancing, and when you come to competitions, you must be very confident to dance.
What are the future plans for this organization?
It's quite a lot. Look, I would love to open up. Like, it's really hard to open up an actual studio because it's easy in the community in which it's playing, so it's quite hard. But I would love to open up an academy of my own because I'm renting at the moment at Zone Fitness. But the space is so small because there's so much groups and so many kids at the academy. So I would love to open up my own center where I can have someone coming in for drama, the different arts and music, and incorporate all the different art forms under one. So dancing, drama, music, like theater. So they would come to classes and they would have like schedule classes, and also incorporate like yoga, different. I would be able to give more than what I can offer because my time limit is so little at the studio, so I can't always do what I need.
Today we are celebrating Youth Month. What are words of encouragement do you have for children who want to start hip-hop dancing?
What words? Okay. I would firstly say, look, it's never easy in anything that you want to do. It's very hard to accomplish something, especially in the beginning stages. Look, it's like I want to say I want to be a contemporary dancer, but it's hard in the beginning. So you should never give up. Everyone always says never give up. It's really hard to listen to those words, never give up, because it's hard to constantly go to classes and be motivated because you're always amongst us. So kids that are competitive, you're amongst, it's a lot, especially at the young age. So I would say work hard and always put that extra in, because nothing's going to happen on a silver platter. Like, you can go to your classes, but at the end of the day, it's just what you make of it. So if you're going to put that extra and practice at home and do that extra every day, maybe an hour, or go that extra mile, you will see, you will be able to accomplish what you want to accomplish. So it's basically working hard, putting a lot of extra effort, being dedicated and committed. Like, don't come when you want to come, because you know the teenagers of today, you want to come today and tomorrow you feel like, ugh, I don't want to come. So you must be dedicated, always come and be there. Don't be despondent by criticism, like, always push.
What lessons have you learned?
What lessons have I learned?
I've learned lessons that if you're chosen for a dance routine, you must, like Kim always tell us, that you mustn't be big-headed, you mustn't feel fat about it, that she chose you now just to do this routine. You mustn't not think you're everything of the...
Like, lessons that I install in the academy with the kids are basically, like Kisha was saying, like, I'm really over, like, when you audition, I'm really strict, like, if you don't make it, you shouldn't think, like she was saying, you shouldn't think that you're all... If you are chosen, you shouldn't think that you are everything and you're the best of everyone. Because, like I always say, today you can be the top, tomorrow you can be at the bottom. So you must always be humbled. Take every lesson in. So if you don't make it today in an audition, or you're not up to standard in your dancing in a lesson, work on, like I said, work harder and come back even stronger. Don't think because you maybe placed first at a competition, or you constantly placing first, that you are better than the next one. Like, I'm really over that. Not hate, it's really bad to say hate, but I just don't like kids that become big-headed.
Yeah.
Like, you always need to be humble, because, like I said, tomorrow you can be on top, the next day you could be at the bottom. You never know, because there's always lots of new kids coming out with... Competition has always been run. So you always need to be on your A game, but also remember to always remain humble.
The end of the interview. Thank you for coming here and spending your time.